Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forest, a safe place where we have the freedom to think about life without judgment. We take a look at society, we examine it, and we allow for the possibility of something new, something different. And now, here's your host, Alan Ritter.
Well, welcome everybody to another episode of An Emerging Forest on the 18th day of June 2017, just a little bit after 9 p.m. As always, this is a call-in show. If you wish to call in and talk about what I'm talking about or add or just talk about something that you want to talk about, my number for call-in is 646-564-9714. And I'd like to thank a friend of mine, Val, who this week has offered me a route into a more stable economy for myself and more confidence in what I bring to the table, bringing more of myself to the table and showing me a lot more interesting ways to make money these days. And self-confidence is really important, and stripping away what you thought was yourself and finding a deeper meaning and a deeper self and actually a more awesome person. I won't even call them a person, a more awesome being, a more awesome something, a more awesome it than you could have ever imagined that you were. And in my particular case, I can't go by your all's particular case because it didn't happen that way to me, so I'll just talk about my particular case. My particular case happened to be through a lot of rough stuff, a lot of stuff that, looking back on it, I take full responsibility for bringing that stuff on myself, but I brought that stuff on myself so that I could see more of who I am. And probably brought that stuff, or definitely brought that stuff on myself to remove parts of my ability to make my way in the world that were no longer suitable to who I had to be. I mean, it was easy for me to, you know, get a job, make money. It was easy. But I had to have that removed. I had to have that pathway removed from myself. So I removed it. It's still removed. It may come back at some point, but I'm a different person now, and I'm a stronger person, and I can make money in other different ways. And that has a lot to do with feeling confident in your path. And if you feel confident in your path, if you feel confident in your identity, you feel confident in who you wish to step forward as, you have a lot more self-respect, and recursively, you have a lot more respect for other people. So in past programs, I've talked about a lack of boundary to action that I now have, a morality, I would just call it, I can do whatever I feel like doing to suit a given circumstance. It doesn't matter to me what I'm doing because I feel the same, not the same, but I feel open to action or open to doing things where I wouldn't have felt open to doing things in the past. So if I feel confident in doing what is on my path, I feel confident in letting other people go on their path or be who they are, instead of saying, as society is wont to say, no, this other path over here is the quote-unquote right path, quote-unquote my son, you know, as a priest might say, my son, you should follow the path of righteousness. I don't see a path of righteousness. I see a path of exploration of self. And if you're exploring yourself, you want to know your whole self. So my question in a short post that I wrote on Facebook earlier this week was, are you confident in your path, confident enough to let others go on their path without making a face and stamping your foot because they did something that disagree, you know, that caused an issue with how you believe your path was supposed to continue on. And this is, you know, leads into what I'm going to talk about tonight, which is relationships and people's relationships with their lovers, people's relationships with their job, people's relationships with events as they are. So, are you going to be able to look at someone leaving your life as they didn't really have a choice to follow or not follow their path? They have to follow their path. So their path has taken them away from you or is taking them away from you. And in our quote-unquote world picture, things are always supposed to stay the same, or that person's always supposed to be there for you or something like that. And that just doesn't happen. So are we going to allow ourselves the leeway to get upset about the natural course of events, or are we just going to say, in sort of the perspective that I'm adopting for this show and the perspective that I have adopted for my personal life, which is, that is the best outcome. That's the best outcome for them, and it is the best outcome for you. So that's the reward. The reward for the relationship is how it is happening. If they're leaving, that's the reward for the relationship. So just think of somebody who you have to say, oh, you're going to be here forever, you have to stay here forever. And they're like, oh, but wait a minute. I have another appointment in another body, and I got to go meet those people over there. but you're sitting there stamping your foot and pulling a face because that's not what how you want it to play out. And then they're looking at you saying, well, how am I going to get out of this? Am I going to be able to get out of this by just having a big argument with you and packing my stuff and leaving? Or is what kind of a fire is that going to leave in your memory? Or is there going to be some even more tragic circumstance that's going to have to happen in order to remove that person from your life? It's not the circumstances of the removing. They're secondary. It's the removing is required, so they're going to leave. And you can either say, oh, this modality, this method, this sequence of events was the way in which that person was removed from my locality in the tapestry and brought to another locality in the tapestry in order for the tapestry to continue playing out the universe, you know, instant by instant. It had to happen. So the thing is, or what I'm getting at is, we're not happy with the natural course of events. And because we have been taught not to be happy with the natural course of events, that plays heck with our psychology. I mean, that unhappiness or that training, which is counter to nature, is itself psychopathological. So once again, we're examining the culture that we're in and how the culture deals with issues like separation by death, separation by change of life, separation by, hey, it's over, see ya, get out, or something like that. What I'm saying is, in nature, those things needed to move on for the betterment, and I'm not going to use the word good, for the betterment, the advancement, the next experience of those individuals, or the next experience of the whole universe requires separation. Now, are we really separate? Do we really have a change in relationship with that person or object or whatever that leads? No, there really isn't a separation. There really isn't a change in relationship. The relationship remains the same. The relationship remains that they're an actor, you're an actor for a soul gaining experience. You don't love that person any less or any more. You love that person an equivalent amount. So they just left. But what I want to do, after having established what I've just established, which is the contrast, on the one hand, a society teaching psychopathological attitudes and psychopathological reactions, therefore reactions leading to mind division, reactions leading to things that are unnatural being placed into the psychology, versus nature, which is basically not pathological. Nature loves itself. Nature always loves itself. Nature loves itself regardless of what's going on. But let me continue with my post. Are you self-confident enough to let other people go on their path without making a face and stamping your foot because they left? Did they leave just to make you sad? Or did they have to follow their path? Did they have a choice whether or not to leave you? Did they have a choice whether or not to leave you? Then, if they didn't have a choice, maybe you were not in the equation at all. And their leaving wasn't about you, was it? You might as well have not been there. It might as well have been such a relationship as you would have with the checkout person at the grocery store. Just another person in your life. Not to say that you don't love the person at the checkout line, on the checkout line, any less than you love this person, so-called dear person or relative in your life. You don't shed a tear or flop around on the floor after you leave with your items from the grocery store, do you? So is there anything special about any other person, place, or thing, or you? Or is there something special about all of it, the fact that we are all in relation and that we are all gaining experience by the change of players who are around you, who are in your quote-unquote awareness, when actually we're all within each other's awareness on a larger scale? Is there really a reason why this meeting and this person is special and this leaving is different? Who told you it was? Who made it a big deal? Well, society did, but you accepted that. So you made it a big deal. So you took on, without examining it, programming that runs counter to nature. I did it. I certainly did it for the first, you know, certain number of years of my life. Actually, many, you know, several decades, more than four. You accepted a life like that. Accepted a life that is counter to nature. So, we all do things for our own benefit. We all do things to explore our whole self. So having attitudes like that and living a life like that is part of exploring the whole self. What I'm saying here is that it is psychopathological, but psychopathological is part of the psychology. It's the other side of the coin. It's things that you need to know about yourself in order to grow and in order to move on. So you like to make yourself quote-unquote suffer. No, actually, you like to make yourself explore your entire psychology. So we can see in the larger society, when a song comes on the radio and the very well-known artist sings, "'Cause my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's halfway down on Lonely Street, it's the Heartbreak Hotel." That is part of the larger training. And most of the training that you see from the entertainment people in this society, the entertainment people includes government, includes corporate, includes sports entertainment, musical entertainment, television, all of the media, all the stuff that comes to you over the airwaves, all those faces are the entertainment group. And almost all of what they bring you is an exploration of psychopathology. So, of course, from past episodes of An Emerging Forest, we knew that. We know that government, we know what rules do, and we know what government does. Government creates more rules to further divide yourself from yourself, which is the definition of psychopathology. So we know that government is running a product that is counter to nature. And it's running a product that's saying, do you still need to learn about this? And obviously the answer to that is yes, because there's a lot of acceptance of what government does. So now that I've explained sort of the one side of relationship, which is accepting of circumstance regardless of what it is as the best possible outcome, and broadening your willingness to accept everything as the best possible outcome versus saying it must be this way. Now I'm going to use that as a jumping off point to talk about how this society structures relationships, the propaganda or the guidelines created for relationships between people, the relationships between men and women being the relationships that are most heavily guided and most heavily prioritized. This society sets the male and female single pair lifelong monogamous relationship as the only satisfactory outcome, or it did during the years when I was growing up. And I still think that in the main, this is the acceptable outcome of a relationship. Not to say that others aren't out there and that they are, but for the furtherance of the corporate world being a continuance of the company store, the slave plantation that we have today, the monogamous male and female making the children who are then indoctrinated into the same old, that's the relationship that is emphasized. That's the relationship that's babies are us in the wedding chapel and the whole nine yards. So that relationship is set up as the only satisfactory outcome. The reason is that relationship makes more worker units, makes more people. It also is a very nicely encapsulated way to keep the parents enslaved by them being the providers of the lifestyle as children grow up in the school system and then as young adults, where the parents are the very happy grandparents. So it's incidents outside of the straight and narrow path that jump into this, which are seen as tragic, which actually are part of nature. And once again, those incidents, which are the reward, are seen as unwelcome. And these normal life incidents are cause for family suffering, like the departing relationship, the accident in the family, the person doing some behavior that's so well accepted is also taken as a tragedy to the family, when it's actually the reward. So disease, life change, et cetera, is seen as being horrific when it's actually the Christmas, you know, the Christmas gift. So how can we change our so-and-so gets to be in old age and they die. So if you add in the events of an increasingly toxic lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world, and you add in quote-unquote natural death as a result of this, and then you add in the medical practice, which is running amok with its increase in vaccination, life expectancy going forward and is actually poorer than it was 20 or 30 years ago. And the incidence of being handicapped is going up because of medical vaccination increase. So the entire lifestyle of psychopathological suffering from suffering through psychopathology is actually in pulling more psychopathology. It's sort of those are the things that are feared so much that they're actually attracting or compounding themselves so that there's actually more of that going on. So there's actually a upward incidence of the events that are feared naturally, just naturally happening. So the things that we actually fear the most, you see that how your expectations for what breaks apart the relationship is actually the thing that shapes the relationship the most. So the thing that we hold inside of ourselves as what we don't want to see in the relationship is actually the thing that happens in the relationship. It's just so funny to see that mathematics actually coming out. The thing that we just absolutely don't want to see is exactly what happens. So I'll see you on the other side of the break. And as always, my favorite song to play is Die of the Bard, Green and Gray. See you on the other side.
of May. A man in black came walking into a wooden glade, following the sounds of pipes on this beautiful spring day. High from the music that they made. But what beheld him within that place? A look of recognition fell across his face. Oh Lucifer, oh Lucifer, why do you appear to me? For I am a man of God, a priest. I'm no devil, I'm father to your man. I have been here since the earth began. Neither black nor white, priest, hear what I say. I'm green and gray.
Green and gray. tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
Welcome back to An Emerging Forest on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We hope everyone was able to stretch their legs and get a drink. And now, back to Alan.
So in the first segment of the show, unbeknownst to me, because I write up scripts and then I basically go through them, unbeknownst to me, we got to a really interesting result. And that interesting result is the thing that you fear in a relationship is the thing that actually gets played out, or the thing that you're dreading is the thing that needs to be explored. And because that's what comes, that's what's in the back of your psychology, and the thing that you, it's in the back of your psychology is what is the next thing that needs to be explored. And for a society based on fear and based on fear of particular things, those are the things that keep getting explored. Not because they don't need to be explored. If you're afraid of it, it needs to be explored, but that's the next part of your psychology that needs to be explored. So naturally, that's what's going to get explored. So maybe what my perspective is something is sort of a shedding of that skin and saying, let's take an active role, not in fearing what comes next, but actually in celebrating what comes next, because it is the reward, regardless of what it is. It's not the tragedy, it's actually the reward. It's actually the larger S self of yourself coming down and shaking your hand and saying, look at this breadth and depth of work that you've done here. You receive the following reward after all of these years. It doesn't matter what it is that is the reward. What matters is you had to do all of that work in order to receive that graduation present. It's just your graduation present, and it's the door that opens to the next exploration of your psychology. And it literally doesn't matter what that is that you're exploring next. That's what's next for you on the journey. So it is always, I don't want to say happy, because happy connotes sad or something like that. It is the it is a progression of your development. That is what is interesting to me, that is the progression of your development, the next thing that happens. And in my perspective, the perspective that I've been exploring in this series of programs, that is the most welcome event. Every event in every next second, in every next instant, is that reward? So there are frame of reference. What this perspective does is it removes your capability to have a negative event happen in your life. Because in the perspective taught and indoctrinated to you by a psychopathological teacher, they teach you that there can be negative events and that you can receive things that you don't deserve, and that there can be injustice, that there can be events that you don't need. Things can happen to you that aren't yours. And that is in nature, inside the envelope of the universe called love in which we live, that's just not something that can happen. But what can happen is you can be told incorrectly how to consider your life, and you can be given a puzzle, which is in your mind you can see events as good and bad and sinning and not sinning and things like that, when in actuality they're all things that you need to learn about yourself, and they come to your door saying, do you want to take this lesson today? And in this culture, we say, oh, the one that came to my door that's injustice, I won't deal with that one. Or the one that came to my door that is unpalatable, I won't deal with that one. When what you're supposed to be doing, if you're in the natural universe, is you're supposed to be getting out there and dancing with it. Because if you put things off, how do they come back? They only come back reinforced and more difficult to deal with. You put the mess away and it comes back tenfold because it has to be dealt with. Sort of that, maybe that's along the lines of karma, except I think it's along the lines of learning, and you got to learn the lessons for the foundation. So what happens in a society in which people are indoctrinated into a rut where they never learn certain foundational skills is that they remain a child forever. And at some point in your childhood, you get it. And you see fans and you see the issues. And maybe that's what happened to me. Maybe I have left my childhood because I see the whole thing. Because I see what I need to do now. And what I need to do now is I need to explore the other side of the coin. I need to explore the skills of all of the things that I've been steered away from exploring. Now, does that strike me going forward as being palatable, since I still retain some of my old perspective on life? Of course not. I don't want to do that. But since I can also place myself outside of the emotionalism, I really want to grow up. I really want to become less fragile than I am now. I really want to be stronger. I really want to be able to help other people. I really want to be able to help other people understand that they're seeing this. This is perfectly natural. This is part of growing up. Literally losing everything, losing your good name in the quote-unquote old society, losing your ability to make money in the old society. In the old society, these are all tragedies. And the people who were there with me, who were in the old society while I was going through this, were looking at me, you know, pulling on my arm, pulling me back, saying, "Alan, this is horrible. You can't go forward. You need to fight back and deal with this." And maybe at the time I should have, but I didn't. And looking outside of myself at myself and witnessing what took place, I was actually shedding a way that didn't suit me and a way that I had outgrown. And I continue to explore this, and I don't have a set script for my program. I have an outline, and I have some detailed notes. But pretty much this discovery, you know, just before the break and my ad lib exploration after the break is me on the fly basically saying, this is what happened in my life. I know this has happened, and we're all not dissimilar. We're all semi-similar exploring certain things, because those are the things on the menu that are offered. We're exploring alienation. We're exploring, well, how come I've never been in a relationship? How come I'm freed and then expelled and then pushed away and pushed out? And looking back, and, you know, the wolf crying in the night, looking back into the houses where all the happy people are. Well, it's because you graduated from happy people and now you're a wolf outside. And that's the point. You need to look at yourself and you need to respect the fact that you've transitioned from being, you know, there to being where you are. And I don't really care where you were and where you are. A transition took place, and you're looking for an understanding. You're looking for something for the wound. And the wound is caused by a society that doesn't want you to understand that the lifestyle that they present is pretty thin, and while it may take you some time to maneuver through and experience it all, a while being a long, long time, you're going to come out the other side, and you're going to be outside of it at some point. Pretty interesting how the majority of the society who quote-unquote are on the boat or inside those houses are very very self-reinforcing and very, very quote-unquote happy that they're in the society, and it's nice to see where they are. And I'm absolutely not saying that they're in a bad place. They're where they need to be. I'm not saying I'm in a better place because I'm where I need to be, because the tables could very well be turned, and they might be, as they might need to transition to the position I am in, and I might need to transition to the position that they're in at some time down the line. Circumstance is very fickle. Circumstance is very of the moment. So I really think that we've sort of uncovered through the uncovering of the society that's exploring the happy-go-lucky disease is the worst thing. We're going to be young forever. We've explored why they're exploring that. We've explored the Peter Pan culture, where that worship of youth, where that all comes from, where the fascination of the rulers with youngness in bodies and the whole, to say it, the whole transgender agenda with the young prepubescent boys and girls and being preserved, quote-unquote, forever, or as long as they possibly can be, and the grass, which is always kept as a youth, and the hatred for an emerging forest, which would be elder, more mature, more rounded nature, where it's all got to be kept, you know, clipped and nice and spry and green, instead of, you know, having the compost, which is rotting at the base of the ancient trees. So we can see how a lot of the facets of this culture begin to fit together under its, I wouldn't actually call it psychopathology, I would call it psychopathology, as in part of the psychology is being explored, and that's sort of all that can be explored. It happens to be in a certain way, so that, I mean, whatever part way you're going to explore the psychology, you're going to be fragile. You're going to be able to be ruled. And you just happen to be in one particular version of a psychopathology. Because I don't want to use psychopathology, because that has a negative negative stigma to it. So, once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope you got something out of tonight's program. I certainly did. My name is Alan Ritter. If you want to contact me, my email address is RITTER.ALAN88@gmail.com. I run a small produce business in southeastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. And you can find that at produceclub.us, PRODECECLUB.US. That will take you to a Facebook group that you can join. You can also send me an email at the previous email that I gave asking for more information. It's really interesting to change your perspective and love what comes and love what could come and just be extremely smiling and cheery and ridiculously upbeat, because even if you're not upbeat, what comes next is something that you needed to explore. So I don't think what comes next is anything that I don't need to explore. The way I am right now is what comes next is less what I fear, because I don't fear. I like to tell myself that I don't fear, but I probably do. But I'll be able to recover from whatever comes much quicker and say, that is what's here, so that needs to be, you know, get out whatever appliances or whatever tools need to deal with it, or toughen myself up to move through it, or however I need to change myself and just get on with it, because that's what's here next. And it doesn't... we don't need to bat an eye about it. It is, those are the circumstances that are here, and they need to be addressed. So once again, please be welcoming to what comes next, because it's here for you, not an injustice. It's the next thing on the conveyor belt that your universe brought to you. And if I couldn't have arrived at this acceptance without placing myself on the other side of being able to accept myself. And really hard to actually accept that much unless you do that. So it's really hard for me to even think I could transfer this to another person just by telling them. But maybe if you're in the situation, I mean, the kernel that I received in 2005 was the kernel from Rumi, out beyond the notions of right doing and wrong doing. There is a field on me, you there. And the kernel from Hafiz, place that you are right now, God circled on a map for you. That was the kernel that I thought about and thought about, that didn't go away, that was unbreakable, that couldn't be broken by, as well, many other philosophies and little truisms just fell by the wayside and were crushed by circumstance or crushed by my growing. Those were never crushed, and those were what came back and bloomed as, you know, seeds in my mind into a larger acceptance and respect for myself. So I wish you a glorious end to this Father's Day weekend, and it doesn't matter where you place your next foot. It doesn't matter where you act next. So why not make it someplace that would be really interesting to place your foot? Why not add a really interesting sort of small investment to your life? Sort of, I'm going to put 5% of my effort and I'm going to grow this plant over here in my mind. And that teeny tiny little bit of effort will make something bloom in your life that's really, really interesting and unimaginable. It'll grow like wildfire in your mind, and all of a sudden it takes over because it's actually the deeper, stronger you. Have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.